He's a pretty good straight man, I think.
He's the guy who put it together, so don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
And without him, it doesn't work.
No. And they'll team up again at Maui.
If for people who haven't seen it, I don't know if you've already talked about it, but look around on the internet. Here's some clips. It's just funny. It's just funny. I think the world of the guy. I mean, I don't care one bit about Pac-12 basketball. It's not that great a league to begin with. I don't identify with the schools. I don't know the players. And yet there I am, you know, late at night at home watching those cockamamie games because to hear what Bill Walton's going to say over 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are saying this is the way of the future as far as sports broadcasting is concerned. Not so much about the game or the action, but just to entertain.
Well, to me, it's got to be somebody who's, you can tell that's who they are. I don't, you know, if somebody's just going to come on and, you know, create a character or something, that's one thing. But Bill Walton's genuinely Bill Walton in whatever setting. And it's not for everybody. I understand that. But I also wonder about the people who don't enjoy him. I think that they're, you know, come on.
Don't take it too seriously. Take it with a grain of salt. It's been tried before. ABC tried Dennis Miller on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, all wrong. Totally wrong. It's not going to work with very many people. But you know what? You can't plan it. I mean, Dick Vitale was this thing that there'd never really been anything like him before. But that's who Dick Vitale is and has always been. And it worked and has worked for 30 plus years. It's just organic. And when you get something like that, you've got gold. And otherwise, don't try and be something you're not.
Mike, I don't think we've talked to you since Tyler Cook landed a two-way deal with Denver, the Denver Nuggets. And you know as well as I do, he's a polarizing figure at Iowa. Anytime we mention Tyler Cook in the NBA sentence, we were chided, and there's no way this guy's going to play in the NBA. Now he's a phone call away, and would you agree this is a hell of an accomplishment this summer?
Well, he got what he wanted. He got his foot in the door, which, I mean, for the entire coming season, he's under contract to the Nuggets. So that means it's a two-way contract, and a lot of people don't understand all these different NBA contracts, and I don't blame them. But for those who don't know, two-way contracts were an innovation that came, I think, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Monte Morris, formerly of Iowa State, played his first year of pro ball with the Nuggets on a two-way contract. Last year, he played the whole year on the big team, did exceptionally well. What a two-way contract is you can only play 45 calendar days of the season in the NBA, and your contract's prorated for the amount of time you spend in the NBA, but you spend the rest of the season with that NBA team's G League affiliate. Now, with in Tyler Cook's case, I don't know what that's going to be because Denver's one of just two teams in the NBA that doesn't own its own G League team, but they'll option him somewhere. But, you know, he goes to camp with the team. He goes, you know, spends the entire camp with the team. And at some point, almost all those two-way guys do come up and spend at least a portion of those 45 days, if not all of it, with the NBA team. George Niang was on a two-way.
Yep.
Before he signed his deal with the Utah Jazz. He was on a two-way contract. I think it was with the Warriors. I might be mistaken there. But for a time, he was on a two-way. Deonte Burton, formerly of Iowa State, began at Oklahoma City on a two-way and is now on the full-time roster. So there's no guarantees, but it's just a bigger foot in the door than a mere training camp invitation.
You would have to say right now, Tyler Cook made the right decision.
Well, yeah, you would. I mean, he was a junior, and the sands of time go pretty fast for juniors and seniors in college basketball. There's not a lot of room in pro basketball for juniors and seniors. So he pretty much had to do it. He didn't really have any options the year before, or he would have been gone as a sophomore. Fare thee well.
Less than 2 weeks before Iowa begins its football season, and Mike, I know you covered this, wrote about him, but one of the fascinating players on this team is the import from Australia via Arizona State punter Michael Sleep Dalton. Fill us in there, because it's a fascinating story.
Yeah, well, first of all, Iowa's got to improve its punting. I think if it had had a better punting game last year, you know, you might have had another win in there somewhere. They were, I believe, 107th nationally in net punting, and that doesn't get it done. Punting's really important. Well, this guy Michael Sleep Dalton, I assume he's going to be their punter. He averaged 43-plus at Arizona State last year. That'll work. And then on top of that, he put, I think, 19 punts inside the 20 and about 20 fair catches or so. Those are real good numbers. And to have somebody like that fall into your lap, which is what basically happened for his senior season, is a stroke. It can only be a good thing. The personal story that you alluded to is that he is from Australia via San Francisco Junior College via Arizona State. He'll be 27 in September. And he spent almost 4 years out of competitive sports. He began a career as an industrial electrician, and that's what he was going to do. But then he got an opportunity to attend this kicking academy, which is a real thing in Australia. It's called Pro Kick Something. It's not called Pro Kick Something, but the word Pro Kick's in the title. And wasn't really fully cognizant of this, but Australia has sent just an incredible amount of punters to the United States. Something like 75 scholarship punters in the last decade have come from Australia, and 5 of the last 6 Ray Guy Award winners are from Australia. So they know how to punt down there. And if you've ever watched Australian rules football, which was on ESPN back in the very first days of ESPN when I didn't have much else on.
Loved it.
if you can't kick, you can't play. And you learned to be really proficient at kicking. So this fellow obviously is, and to me, it's just one of those crazy stories that it's not something that you connect to Iowa, but here he is in Iowa.
Well, history was made today. Iowa and Iowa State both in the preseason AP college football poll, and, you know, preseason polls, as Mark likes to point out, that in a, you know, 25 cents will buy you a cup of coffee back in the day. But it's still fodder out there. It shows that Iowa and Iowa State are getting respect nationally from the writers out there. And if everything holds true, this could be, and I think would be, the most watched, the most talked about, and the most anticipated Iowa-Iowa State-Cyhawk matchup ever.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, within the state, if they both do what they're supposed to do, if Iowa wins its first 2 games, and Iowa State only plays once before it plays Iowa. But Iowa should be 2-0, and Iowa State should be 1-0, and they should both be ranked going into that game. If it's not true, something's gone horribly wrong for one of the two, if not both. But if that happens, I believe it'll be the very first time that they've met each other when they were both ranked, which just seems almost impossible. But, folks, Iowa State hasn't been ranked that much. And that would definitely be different. It would be like, instead of all the goofy banter that we have, you know, the typical stuff, it would be like, hey, wait a second. these two teams are supposed to be pretty decent. You know, and they were last year too, but they didn't have the seasoning with it, the ranking, and I think the expectations in Iowa State's case are higher now than they've been since when? You know, since Earl Bruce.
Maybe Earl Bruce. In that early 70s era.
Yeah, I mean, they won 8 games in the each of the last 2 years, which they haven't had back-to-back 8-win years in, I think, ever before this. I could be wrong about that, but I know that they've only had one other season since 2000 when they won at least 8 games. And this is crazy to even say it, but if they go 8-4 in the regular season, it might be greeted with a meh.
Yeah.
You know, now, what? To me, it depends how you get there. But there are a lot of chirpers around the country who think that they can make an outside run at getting into that Big 12 title game. It's asking a lot, but the defense is sound. And when you've got a sound defense, especially in that conference, you're giving yourself a chance.
Are you as perplexed as I am, Mike, about the Oliver Martin situation? I mean, we just said it's less than 2 weeks before the season opens, and neither he nor the Iowa coaching staff knows whether he's going to be available.
I don't know how any of that works. I have no idea. I don't know, you know, how the NCAA is divided into responsibilities and deadlines and assignments. And I mean, the Drew Ott thing drove him crazy a few years ago down there.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are with, it's not the same situation, but yet I think it's got a little bit of similarity. I don't know. It's just, you know, what do you do?
Sit and wait.
Decide one of these games or weeks or months.
Longer it goes, though, the longer I think that he is not going to be able to play.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I got zero insight on this, so.
I have less than zero.
Case or us or I. If it so happens that way, Scott, well, okay. He's just got that much more time left there.
You going to be in Dyersville next August?
I'll be happy to be anywhere next
time. Aren't we all?
Speaking about the Field of Dreams game for Major League Baseball.
I mean,
yeah.
If I'm not anywhere next August, I'll just come out of the cornfield.
I just hope they remember us kind-hearted Iowans when all those media credentials are asked for and given out.
It's a crazy thing. When that was announced, it took me about an hour for it to register. It's like, what? You know, I just wasn't, okay, what, I mean, is this some kind of a old-timers game or, you know, don't bother me with this nonsense. And then it's like, no, it's a regular season game. And it's like, you got to be kidding me. So I'm not sure it's something I want to talk about for an entire year or even think about, but it's a nice carrot on a string for Iowa and Eastern Iowa and Northeast Iowa. It's just, and the game that was in Williamsport last night, Pennsylvania, the Cubs Pirates, you couldn't help but think about what was going to be in Dyersville next year. So good for them. I hear people, what are they going to do about this and this and this, parking and everything else under the sun? And it's like, come on. They didn't just decide last week they were going to do this.
They got a plan.
They've got a plan. I think it's been 4 years in the making, and it'll get done. It'll work. Everybody will have a great time, and, you know, hopefully it doesn't rain real hard.
True. It'll never rain. Before we let you go here.
But that would be good for the corn.
It would be. Well, although they took out quite a bit of corn to put the field in. But
well, that's okay.
Yeah.
I try to find the
the positives on this.
Positive, and yeah, now rain out.
Hey, we got a big event coming up this weekend in Cedar Rapids, a USGA golf event. I know you wrote about it with the former Hawkeye golfer that's going to be playing in the tournament. The field, I think, before it's whittled down to match play. It starts on Saturday at the Cedar Rapids Country Club. And I know the CRCC, this is their first kind of rung. They'd like to get some bigger events to come to Cedar Rapids. And for that to happen, this one's got to go off well. And it's the United States Women's Senior Amateur, and this is a national championship.
Yes, it was sort of a surprise when CRCC announced that it was going to host this thing. You never really thought of that as a place that would try to get a national golf tournament, you know, but they restored the course in 2016 and they decided that they wanted to show it off nationally. And they got in touch with the USGA and sold them on holding this senior women's AM here. And the intention is to try and do a bang up job and, you know, stay in the rota of USGA events. And, you know, I don't know what that means in terms of how big an event, but, you know, maybe have a women's senior open at some point in time. They're, you know, everything's going to be a dry run logistically, getting people to and from the course and, you know, how they move about the course, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Transportation, hospitality, you name it. But they're starting with this, and it's not an event with marquee names or anything like that. No, I don't think that anybody's going to recognize the players around here, but they're just, you know, they're women who have been playing golf for the most part for a long time and have done exceptional things and have exceptional athletic resumes. And I think that if you watched them on a golf course, I went to the qualifier a few weeks ago at the country club, and the women who played in that I thought were fantastic. You know, it was, you see them hit the ball straight and true on, you know, on tee shots. And so, I mean, people who've never been to the country club might enjoy going over and just taking a look at it. I'll be very curious to see how it does.
Me too. Me too. So that'll be coming up next week. Starts Saturday, and the finals in the match play, I think, will be a week from Thursday at the Cedar Rapids Country Club. Game week next week, Mike. We look forward to it, and good to have you back, brother.
Yeah, likewise. Did you have a good summer?
I did, except for the golf league.
That's between you guys, okay? Yeah.
How I got the most guys.
Believe me, I hear about it every week.
How I get the most guys into the top 30. And
Mark, how about you?
Had a terrific summer. Great summer, Mike. Appreciate the asking.
Yeah. All right. We'll look forward to speaking with you next Monday, Mike.
Okay.
Michael Haas, read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter as well, at Halas. We're going to take a break. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity for the first time this week to pick up wristbands to Fry Fest and the big event, the Fry Fest High Porch Block Party featuring the Spasmatics along with City Park. And that is going to be on Friday night, August the 30th at Coralville's Iowa River Landing. Caller 6, you're going to pick those up at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Let you know who our winner is when we come back.
You're a small business owner. There's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit linkedin.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Lowe's helps pros like you do it right to get more bang for your buck by offering savings you can count on every day. Like Valspar 2000 Paint Plus Primer starting at just $19.98 a gallon. And whether you're updating properties or building new homes, get up to 30% off select appliance special values with four-piece kitchen suites as low as $1,170. Whatever you need for your next job, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 8/21, U.S. only.
If you've bought Nike or Adidas shoes lately, I'm sorry. Sorry that you didn't just get yourself some Skechers, because Skechers have all the performance and comfort you could ever dream of for less. Just ask Skechers elite runner Edward Cheserek, who tied the world record for the fastest 5K, or the nurse who's comfortable on her feet all day thanks to Skechers air-cooled memory foam, or people wearing Skechers Go Walks who feel like they're walking on clouds. They'll all say no shoes perform better and are as comfortable as Skechers. Find Skechers at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Doug and Winthrop, congratulations. You're going to be headed off to Fry Fest a week from this Friday night down at the Coralville, Iowa River Landing. And should be a fun time. Todd and Alex will be broadcasting live down there on that particular Friday. Good show today. Good show coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk Major League Baseball. And then Mark Morehouse from the Cedar Rapids Gazette will join us. And we'll go in depth into Iowa football. We'll talk a little Iowa State football later on in the week as well. Paul Clark will be joining us as we get ready for football game week then a week from today. Hard to believe, but that is the case.
One last text from Ryan, the food delivery guy. My favorite Walton quote this weekend was, what is the record for strikeouts in an inning?
Five. Isn't it?
Well, I know multiple pitchers in Major League Baseball have struck out four in an inning.
Five.
Is it five?
I think in minor league baseball, it might be five.
Okay.
Major league baseball is probably four, but I could be wrong on that. Bill, I got to go and see some more
Look
clips.
Look it up, see how it could happen.
All right. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of the Gym Class KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.